What's real? The reflection of the clouds on the lake's calm surface quiver. The reflection of the forest trees on the lake's surface reaches across the lake almost to the bank we are fishing from and look as if the trees themselves are growing out of the lake right in front of me. If I had a long enough arm, I could reach down and scoop up these clouds in the palm of my right hand, and they would wiggle like the fishing earthworms we just dug up in a close-by field. I know the clouds and forest on the lake's surface are reflections. The real clouds are in the sky, and the real forest covers the rugged mountain sides directly to the south of us to cross Hermit's Lake. If my mind can be even temporarily fooled by nature's sleight of hand, how much more of what I see is not really there? When scientists come up with better measuring sticks, we might start seeing more of the world as it is, not fooled by reflections, optical illusions, mirages, black holes, mirrors and miracles. There will on that day, as Jerry Lee Lewis sings in his rollicking rock and roll classic, be a whole lot of shaking going on.